New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made a major announcement today in response to the mosque attacks that left 50 people dead less than a week ago in Christchurch.
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines.
Joining us now is CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson. He's in Christchurch. Hi, Ivan.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Ed, first of all, just tell us more about what the Prime Minister had to say today.
She announced a ban on semi-automatic weapons, on assault rifles, on magazines that can carry a lot of ammunition, and on the parts that can modify a weapon. And basically, she was making the argument that the kinds of weapons that were used to carry out the deadliest terrorist attack in New Zealand's modern history, that they will all be banned now. So a dramatic move. And it's before even the families of the victims have all been able to bury their dead, to give you a sense of how quickly this government has moved here.
Mm-hmm. And the funeral's going on today and as we speak. But how is this going to work? Are gun owners in New Zealand just going to have to turn in their weapons?
That's basically what they're going to try to do. And there are a lot of guns here per capita. The government's estimates are between 1.2 and 1.5 million guns for a population of just under 5 million. One gun for every four people, roughly. I don't know how many of those fall into the newly banned categories, but they're introducing a number of measures. They say they've already been urging people to voluntarily surrender their guns to the police. They say they will embark on some kind of a buyback scheme, and they're estimating that'll cost between the equivalent of $70 and $140 million. They say that they'll have a website up by this weekend so that gun owners can register, because as of 3 p.m. on Thursday, the police say if you had one of these guns, one of these assault rifles, they are now illegal. You can't even carry them around. And they say that they're going to increase the penalties if you're caught with one of these firearms. But there's an amnesty period. There's going to be a transition period for this to fully go into effect. And they seem to be modeling some of this on what Australia did after a gun massacre in Port Arthur in 1996, a similar kind of buyback scheme and tightening the gun regulations.
Ivan, as you know, if after a mass shooting in the United States, like Sandy Hook, like the one in Orlando, like the one in Las Vegas, if something like this were to be done, there would be enormous pushback from gun owners and from people in this country. What kind of pushback is there in New Zealand?
So far, it's been minimal. The leader of the opposition party has even endorsed this. The deputy prime minister, who after the Orlando nightclub shooting spoke out against gun control measures like this, he is part of the government that is implementing these changes. We've reached out to groups like the Auckland Rifle Club, and they have said they support the government's measures. And I think that says something about how truly traumatized and shocked this entire country is by the scale of the violence here. And this is a country with a large agricultural sector, huge expanses of rural area. The government has said that there will be exemptions for hunters, for farmers who have to engage in pest control. But it does seem that the shock and the trauma has been so extreme that there is some kind of moment of consensus for the time being to enact these dramatic changes.
Meanwhile, as you said, people are remembering those who died in the shooting. How is the country going to mark the attacks tomorrow, which is 1 week since they happened?
Well, you know what? If you were a white supremacist who supported this kind of act of terror, you failed terribly in New Zealand, because on Friday, they're going to have a 2 minute moment of silence across the nation. They're going to broadcast the Muslim call to prayer on the national television and radio stations. And I can't say enough about just the outpouring of love and support that we've seen from people here in Christchurch for the tiny Muslim minority. It makes up about 1% of the population here in New Zealand that was so savagely targeted on Friday. This is a country that continues to say that all the different demographics in the society, they are all one. And it's been really something to see. I'll just give you one anecdote. Saturday night, I saw a man drunkenly stumbling home from some bar in the middle of the night, see a man who was visibly Muslim and just walked up to him and hugged him. Hmm. Even when somebody drunk coming home from the bars is that touched. I mean, that just, to me, that anecdote helps summarize the outpouring here. And we're still seeing people weeping at the makeshift memorial that's been erected by the Botanic Garden day after day, bringing up cards and notes and stuffed animals and lighting candles for the victims.
That is CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson joining us from Christchurch, New Zealand. Ivan, thank you so much.
You bet, Jeremy.